It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Kim Reynolds is now ordering school districts to close through April 30th in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Iowa Public Radio state government reporter Katarina Sestaric is here to fill us in on all the details. Not recommending schools be closed through the end of the school year. Why not?
Reynolds says she's not doing that for now, but she hasn't actually ruled it out. Reynolds said yesterday at a press conference that she's continuing to monitor COVID-19 data in the state and will use that to make future decisions about school closures. And she said she would give at least 2 weeks' notice if anything changes. But at the same time, the Des Moines Public School District is preparing to stay closed through the end of the school year and is instead working on launching online learning capabilities, working to get devices and internet access to students. The superintendent there says that the end of April is about when Iowa could reach its peak of COVID-19 cases, and so it's unlikely that schools would reopen at that time.
Overall, then, what is the Department of Education suggesting for school districts to do? I mean, obviously, Des Moines has taken its own route already.
The department wants public school districts and accredited private schools to submit a plan for continuous learning to the department by April 10th. And the district's plan can either be voluntary learning opportunities or required schoolwork. And the required schoolwork would have grades and attendance and all that. And it can involve online learning, paper packets, or both. There could be a mix of voluntary and required classes for students at different grade levels. And a school could also begin with voluntary work and switch to required work later. The department says it's surveying schools to find out what barriers some different schools might have to setting up these types of new learning environments.
All right, so will schools have to make up all this lost time in the classroom?
Only the schools that don't follow a plan approved by the Department of Education for this continuous learning would have to make up any missed instruction. And they would still only have to make up missed instruction from between April 13th and April 30th, because the legislature waived the requirement for making up instruction days for the closure that started March 15th and goes through April 13th.
Okay, so Governor Kim Reynolds added on to this proclamation beyond just schools for closing things down in the state. What else is going to be closed through April 30th?
Restaurant dining rooms, bars, gyms, pools, salons, theaters, casinos, some stores like clothing stores and furniture stores. And she's also officially prohibiting all gatherings of more than 10 people starting at 5 p.m. today through April 30th. The exception there is livestock auctions for food animals only will still be allowed. And then also the legislature is going to extend its suspension through April 30th. They were originally planning to come back April 15th, but now next week they're going to hold a telephonic legislative council meeting to discuss officially extending the suspension through April 30th.
All right. And yesterday, we also got some insight into the metrics Governor Reynolds is using to back up her decision to not issue a statewide stay-at-home order. What did we learn?
Well, for weeks, Reynolds and Department of Public Health officials have described the metrics they're using to decide whether or not to have a stay-at-home order. And those metrics include the percentage of cases requiring hospitalization and also the number of outbreaks in long-term care facilities in the state. And now a document that was obtained by the Iowa City Press Citizen shows a point scale that they're using in which those metrics have to reach certain numbers to trigger a stay-at-home order. And so yesterday, state officials showed a map that splits the state into six regions, and each region is rated on this point scale. And Reynolds has said that she might consider shutting down a particular region rather than the whole state. But right now, they're saying that each region is in the 5 to 7 point range, and 10 points would trigger a stay-at-home order.
Okay, so why does the state think that this is a good system?
Well, State Medical Director Dr. Caitlin Padotti says that it'll allow the state to focus on protecting older Iowans who are more likely to get severe illness and even die. And she says that's kind of why they're focusing on these long-term care facilities and places with higher percentages of people over the age of 65. But there's one infectious disease doctor in Iowa that's quoted in this Iowa City Press Citizen article that broke the story, saying that the state is using older Iowans like a canary in the coal mine to determine how bad things are instead of taking the steps necessary to keep them from getting sick in the first place. And other doctors have also said that the state doesn't have enough data about how many cases are actually out there to do interventions that are targeted by region or county or city.
IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestaric. You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR. I'm Clay Masters.